This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In the process of creating the Unity Center at the California Museum in Sacramento, the story goes that a Chinese herbal shop had to be dismantled, and that in some ways, that might have launched an idea for a brand new exhibit. And now, some years later, that exhibit has opened. It's called Gold Mountain, Chinese California Stories, and the museum's executive director, Amanda Meeker, is here with me in the studio. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning, Beth.
Glad to have you here. Also here is Xiaojane Zhao. She is professor of Asian American Studies and the associate dean of undergraduate education at the College of Letters and Science at UC Santa Barbara. Professor, glad to have you here as well.
Good morning.
And the professor is also a member of the museum's advisory council, which we'll explain in a moment. She's a guest curator for this exhibit. Professor, what story did you want this exhibit to tell?
It's a big story. We started a story in 1849 with 300 Chinese. And then now in California, we have 1.3 Chinese Americans. So there are a lot of stories.
Can we go back, Amanda, to that story about the herbal shop being dismantled and connect the dots between that and this exhibit opening?
Absolutely. So we had, when the museum opened, a very small exhibit about Chinese Californian history that was presented as an herbal shop. And when we had to take that out, we said, this is the opportunity to really expand that story, because there are so, you know, as the professor was mentioning, it's 175 years of history. It's an amazing history that we all benefit from today, and yet a lot of it's really unknown. So this was our opportunity to really expand that all the way up to the present, those stories.
So you've created a permanent exhibit now that represents what part of the history?
Oh, gosh, we had to squeeze so much in. That was our challenge, and our advisory group was great in that way, and our two guest curators, the professor and then Judy Young as well, in sort of paring that down to, you know, coming to America to all of the contributions with the railroads, the agriculture, and then the Exclusion Act. And, you know, the Chinese Americans were not just passive victims of that. They stood up, they fought. Some of the successes they had, you know, really shape all of us today, our immigration policy today, and up to the present.
Go ahead, Professor. I'm interested in how time has changed the view of history. And you must have known that many, many people coming through the museum would not know most of this history, had not yet been taught.
Yes, actually, we started to teach Chinese American history in the 1970s in colleges, and only recently we start to have Chinese American history as part of California history. So what do we try to tell in this project is that the Chinese, they are part of the Chinese California history. And you look around, you know, in Sacramento, started from the gold rush years, and then railroad, agriculture, manufacture, school, everything. It's part of California. They made a bigger contribution in the making of the Golden State. And today, the Chinese American community are very different. We start to tell first part of the story as a community that was very much segregated, isolated. But now, it's very difficult to find a place where you don't see any Chinese American presence. And this is our California history. There are symbols of multi-ethnic California society. You go to Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles. It's very cosmopolitan, because we have presence of not only Chinese Americans, but you know, Japanese Americans, Korean Americans, Hispanic Americans, you know, everyone attracted by this state and this appeal to immigrants from all over the world is something very important to the history of our state.
One of the things we have on exhibit is a 71-foot dragon that we had custom built in China. And one of the things that one of our advisors mentioned about the dragon, which I really, really liked, is that the dragon is so powerful because it is made up of all of the best parts of all the different animals. And so that's very much like California, that we are strong because we are so diverse like that. So I see the dragon as the symbol of California and the heart of the exhibit in that way.
And it's so cute. Yesterday we had Senator Pan there to finish the dragon. So there is this old saying that a dragon is not finished until you put the last touch on for the eye. And we let him to finish that as the beginning of the exhibit.
In terms of specific items, author Julia Flynn Seiler was talking about the coaching book, for example, that many of the young girls or boys were given to be able to cross the ocean and somehow assume an identity and come into California. These are the types of things that are on display, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have an actual coaching book that was loaned to us by our other guest curator, Judy Young. And it's pretty amazing that this book, you know, she had to study it and learn it's if you look at it, I can't imagine how you could learn all this, because everyone had to know just the details. Do you want to talk a little bit more to that?
Yes. So the immigrants, they arrive usually. It's a first person, a male, could be a railroad constructor, right? He came here and he told a story to the immigration authorities about his family. So you responding to some of the questions, but later on, if your wife or your children are going to come, you have to know exactly what he said when he first entered. He probably did not remember. So eventually, he would write down the answers, and the people will create a coaching book, and that his family members will be able to study. They are not just one or two questions. They are very detailed questions, and any mistakes could cause deportation. And the most damaging is that if one person is deported, then all the people that he originally planned to sponsor would not be able to come.
That's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, and they create an Angel Island, that this is an immigration station, to interrogate those people. So that's why you see a lot of people, they would not come until they are mature enough to study those coaching books. It's like take a very important exam. You're not allowed to make mistakes.
In terms of this advisory council and deciding the exhibit, what was the discussion about what to do with, for example, slavery and the sex trade, or the intense racism, the corruption, the crime, the sides of the story that created such a divide in this country and really prevented some of the welcoming or the appreciation of the immigrants' contribution at the time that it was happening? What did you decide to do with that part of the history?
Yes, that's a great question. A question that we actually debated a lot. How to describe the early community, right? We had a history of bachelor society, and that there were issues associated with that. And we just talked about her book about the slave girls. That part of the history was there, and it's created for a reason. We try to explain why it was created, why the community was called the Bachelor Society because the immigration policies excluded family members from coming. So those were married men, but their families were not allowed to come here. So that's one aspect of the history that we included. I think the most difficult part of the project is about the divisions, you know, conflicts within the community, especially after 1965. Because the early for the early history, there was exclusion. So the whole community, regardless of all those internal conflicts, there were always conflicts, the community is able to act as a united a voice because there is something major there against you. But after 1965, we have all those different streams of people who came from different places. So in terms of, you know, we have so many differences, more differences if you are going to look at that aspect in terms of class, national affiliations, and most importantly, immigration status, you know. But we, in the end, we reach agreement that are there things that we share in common? Is there a common story to tell?
There are so many stories and there's so much to learn. I want to thank you both and tell everyone that we will post a link with more information because Gold Mountain Chinese California Stories at the California Museum is a permanent exhibit. Thank you so much, Amanda Meeker.
Yeah, thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. And likewise, UC Berkeley Professor Xiaojing Zhao.
Thank you.
So grateful to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Tomorrow, political cartoonist Jack Oman and the incoming president of University of the Pacific. So stand by right now for NPR's special coverage of the impeachment trial of President Trump. And from all of us here at Insight, thanks for joining us.